Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today I will have five groups of people mad at me all at once by the end of this program. Stay tuned. If you enjoy sports or are mildly aware that they exist, you'll want to hear my thoughts on why only one of them is a Christian game. I speak, of course, of golf. Golf requires many biblical virtues of its players. Honesty, self-control, faith, hope, perseverance, long-suffering. The rules of golf reprimand ill behavior like swearing, cheating, chewing tobacco, chewing your friend's tobacco, throwing your clubs, or throwing your friend's clubs. And golf is played in a garden where God intended us to be from the beginning. Here are five sports that are simply not Christian sports. Number one, hockey. I played ice hockey since the age of three, but hockey is not a sport. It is war. There are no winners in hockey, only survivors. I have broken bones playing this game, including my nose three times and my jaw once, and I still suffer memory loss from concussions, and I also suffer memory loss. Number two, soccer, or football, as real fans call it. This is not a sport. It is a religion. My friend James grew up in Germany, where people bow down at soccer shrines daily. The fans are more violent than the players. The net is huge. The field is too large. It is. There are guys with poor eyesight on soccer pitches around the world, running in circles, faithfully playing their positions, yelling for the ball, unaware that the game has been over for 3 hours. Golfers must have good eyesight because the ball is so small. If you run around after dark on the golf course, you will fall into a creek. Number three, boxing. Anything that cannot be played with your close friends does not qualify as a sport, and it's hard to pick up your teeth while wearing boxing gloves. Number four, football. Hey, this is not a sport, friends. The ball won't even roll straight. Come on! There are less than 4 minutes of action in a 3-hour game, which makes me think of another so-called sport, baseball. That's number five. Nothing happens in baseball. There are center fielders who have fallen asleep during games. No one noticed. No one cared. The umpires do not carry watches. They carry calendars. In baseball, you can take a player out if he's having a bad game. Not in golf. In baseball, you get unlimited foul balls. You can hit a home run over right, left, or center field. In golf, every shot must be straight over second base. It's true. I showed this list to my son. He said, "Dad, golf is so boring to watch, it's like watching cheese mold." I told him I would pray for him. He likes long walks and hitting things with sticks. That's golf. But he believes we shouldn't combine the two and put it on TV. Still, I submit to you, my friend, that golf is a Christian game. But whatever sport you play, whether it be full contact crokinole or synchronized knitting, give thanks to God today for the strength to do it. The best part of golf for me is that I can play it with my grandkids. And each shot is a new beginning. That's the heart of the gospel, isn't it? No matter what we've done, God stands ready to give us a brand new start. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So confess what you've done and take the next shot. Golf, my friend, is a Christian game. One final and very deep thought. If you still don't like golf but want to play 18 holes a day, well, go out and buy a harmonica.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.